Business, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump is set to call Russian President Vladimir Putin in about a half an hour from the White House. They'll be discussing an end to the war in Ukraine. After that phone call, the president is set to call Volodymyr Zelensky. Former President Biden thanking well-wishers on social media following his diagnosis of an aggressive form of prostate cancer. There is no cure for this stage of cancer, but hormone treatment does appear to be working, says ABC Chief Medical Correspondent Dr. Tara Narula.
We're talking about androgen deprivation therapy. That means depriving the body of testosterone or androgens, which we know is a fuel for prostate cancer cells. So by either blocking the production of testosterone or the ability of testosterone to reach the cells, you're hopefully slowing the growth. So we know that with prostate cancer of this stage, we usually use hormone therapy to basically improve quality of life, maybe give somebody more years. Of course, hormone therapy also comes with its own side effects.
More than two dozen deaths caused by tornadoes over the weekend. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Last week, we told you about one way the new Pope is connected to Wisconsin. He taught in Oconomowoc, known as Father Bob. Well, it turns out he was a Wisconsin nun's student, too. Lisa Hale has the story.
There's another Wisconsin connection to the new head of the Catholic Church. Pope Leo XIV is the first pope from the United States. Sister Diane Bergant, who now lives in Fond du Lac, was one of the Holy Father's instructors when he attended the Catholic Theological Union in Chicago. The student, then known as Robert Bob Prevost, took her Intro to the Old Testament class in his first year and other courses afterward. Bergant says it sounds strange to say, but she taught the Pope how to understand the Bible.
Now, we have a lot of changes coming to Madison restaurants. Lots of them have announced they're closing. One is finally open again after a year. Now, I've put together a little list for you. We'll start with Touch of Ukraine. That's over on Winnebago. It was started by refugees who left home because of the war. They're planning to close. Their last day open is May 31st. That same day, One and Only on Monroe Street will shut their doors for good. They've only been open about 2 years. On their last day, instead of their regular menu, they'll just be serving free appetizers to everybody. And Rue Boar has already shut down operations. The Cajun restaurant over on Cottage Grove Road closed for good a few days ago. The owner is having pregnancy complications and wants to focus on her health and her family. But a local favorite is back open. Ha Long Bay on Willie Street was closed for renovations for about a year. The Thai restaurant has a whole new look inside and is now serving cocktails, too. To find more Wisconsin news stories from our civic media team, you can head to WMDXradio.com. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
A win for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 5-2 victory over the Twins, ending Minnesota's 13-game winning streak. Top of the eighth, the Twins' Royce Lewis looked as if he'd hit his second home run of the day. But Jackson Churio, filling in the past week at center field, made the play of the day on FanDuel Wisconsin.
Tying run at the plate in the top of the eighth. Fly ball left center, Churio back.
Brewer closer Trevor McGill saw Churio's catch from the bullpen.
Dude, I turned around last second. I just saw a glove like peeking over the wall with the ball, and I freaked out. That was badass. You know, him in center field. You know, I'm really liking what I'm seeing from him.
Tonight, the Brewers open another home series against the Orioles. NBA. A report says Giannis Antetokounmpo will meet with the Bucks this week in Milwaukee to review the season and discuss what's next moving forward. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
We have some heavy rain on the way with an inch or more possible from tonight through Tuesday, even into Wednesday. Today, mostly cloudy. We could see some showers by late this afternoon, our high in the upper 50s. Tonight, scattered showers, thunderstorms, low to mid 40s. Tomorrow, some heavy rain with highs near 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 41.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
I'm as guilty as anybody about this, not talking to real people in person. I'm sorry, I don't believe that texting or video conferencing or any other of that jazz can supplement one-on-one interaction. We as humans need other humans. We need to connect with people. So anyway, that's the public service announcement to start off the week. Get outside and talk to real live humans. You'll feel better.
Catch The Todd Allbaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Professor Howard Schwaber.
The point is worth making that an individual government official with the power to unilaterally declare that people can be seized without any opportunity of a hearing of any kind is getting really close to the model of rule that the American constitutional system is entirely designed to resist.
Entirely designed to resist. Antithetical to our foundational principles.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
At 4:30, I'm joined by Benga Ajilore, a former advisor with the USDA, talking about the threats to rural hospitals posed by the Republican budget reconciliation.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
Well, tariffs are taxes, and when you put a tax on a business, it's always passed through as a cost, so there will be higher prices. And I think this is what's important to know. People talk about, oh, this is America versus China. The U.S. doesn't trade with China. You trade with Walmart, or you trade with Target, or you trade with Amazon. So there's an economic fallacy here. And the fallacy is that trade deficits actually mean anything. They're an artificial accounting. The only trade that means anything is the individual who buys something. That's the only real trade. And that, by very definition, if it's voluntary, is mutually beneficial, or the trade doesn't occur.
No.
Yes, Rand Paul, you are correct. We have always said you are always been correct.
What happens if we trade with another country because they have less expensive goods is we become richer. You also have more money that you can spend. So let's say you're an average American, you shop at Walmart. You save about $4,000 or $5,000 a year because you're able to purchase goods that are imported from other countries. What do you do with that? I don't know. Maybe you go to Disney World. Maybe you go to Dollywood. You know, you spend a lot of it in America. Maybe you get somebody to cut your grass. There's all kinds of things that happens to that extra money, but you are richer because you've gotten a product at a lower cost.
Yes, Trump's troughed. Walmart has stopped trying to blame the tariffs as a reason for raising prices throughout the chain. Walmart's made billions of dollars. Blah, blah, blah. They should eat the tariffs and not charge valued customers anything. I'll be watching. Okay, Spencer said communist in chief now telling Walmart to lower its profit margin and stop making so much money. Bernie Sanders is so proud.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you, Turnbull, said the same thing we just did, Jody. Why would Trump expect Walmart to, quote-unquote, eat the tariffs when he's been promising that countries pay the tariffs and not American companies? Please explain it to me like I'm Sean Duffy at an airport safety for dummies class. Thank you. Just gave up the whole game.
Yeah.
Telling Walmart to eat the tariffs. Really? I thought China's paying China. And we're going to make billions and trillions of dollars in China.
China.
Thank you. Sorry, I'm in a bit of a mood.
I agreed with Ben Shapiro over the weekend.
Oh, my gosh!
I hate this administration for so many reasons, but that's up there. Do not make me agree with Rand Paul.
No!
Jody, I rode my bike by Haskell Middle School this weekend, and I thought, wouldn't that be funny if it was Eddie Haskell? And everyone's like, oh, good morning, Miss Jones. You look beautiful. And every single one of us brought you an apple. Explain to Bella why that's funny. There
Leave
was
it
a
to
show
Beaver.
In the 50s called Leave It
oh,
to Beaver.
Yes, 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 yes. And Eddie Haskell was
the suck-up.
He was the suck-up in to the family.
To
the Cleavers.
Oh. We've already tortured Bella enough with 70 songs. Like the Brandy debate continues unabated. But I'm glad that, He-Man, woman-hater Chris LaBoy is on vacation, so we can have a feminist frenzy. Because Brandy was not a whore.
She wasn't.
She was a bartender.
She was doing her job.
Thank you, Jenny. Jenny writes, hey, her sailor man that she's in love with is more likely a whore. He goes around from port to port to port and probably has a brandy at all of them. But in this misogynistic world we live in, he's not judged for his life choices. Just us Jezebels, especially the ones who work for a living. Thank you, Jenny. Brandy, not a whore. Okay. By the way, 86-47 debate, seashell debate continues unabated as well. Nick makes the point, not many people know this, but the song 867-5309 is actually threatening people who live in zip code 75309. Do you know that song?
I do.
867-5309. That's a good one. I didn't know that. You're going to El Salvador, whoever wrote that song. Oh, you know what I was telling Bella? I listened to, well, this is now we're getting more current, but the Adele song, Hello, which I love. Unless you reflect more deeply on the lyrics, because I'm in the car a long time driving on my bike ride. So I'm just wondering, has anyone in the history of the world, when contacted by someone that broke your heart and asked, hello, it's me, would you like to get, to, after all these years, would you like to get together and go over everything? Is there anyone in the history of the world that has ever said yes? I absolutely would like to relive every moment of how you broke my heart. And then she goes on to say, I must have called 1,000 times. Now, that,
she's stalking you.
This is where we move into stalker territory. Yeah. And then she says, and it seems you're never home. You know, Adele, I'm going to say by call 4, 5, 6, 7, maybe he's screening. I'm just going to guess. By the time you get into the 800s and 900s, I'm just saying, perhaps.
It's a bit much.
Perhaps you've been blocked at that point.
Maybe she's hoping that she privatized her phone number so he doesn't know it's her call.
Right. Yeah. 1,000 times. No good. Jody, when this whole, you know, show is over, this whole Trump era, I am going to want to get together with every GOP person that voted this nightmare in and go over everything.
Hello, GOP.
Idiots.
I was wondering if after all these clowns you pushed on me to go over everything.
Everything.
They say the time will make you wiser,
no.
But you're a joke to me. Hello, Reince. Can you hear me? I'm in California laughing at this messed up GOP. From Trump only to Ben Crazy. I've forgotten how it felt before these guys fell at your feet. There's such a difference between them and Dwight Eisenhower.
Thank you, Marianne Ann Arbor. Thank you, Rocky Mountain Mike. Beautiful, beautiful. Mm-hmm. Oh, speaking of music, Farron made the same point we just did, Jody, on Friday. Why has Kid Rock not been arrested for obstructing ICE agents
His
restaurant sent undocumented workers home last week so they wouldn't be swept up in an ICE raid? But Judge Dugan directing a man through a different door is a federal offense? Yes. That's right. Right, Bonnie?
Yeah.
Bonnie, you're right. It sucks. All right. Okay. All right. Earl. Yeah, good. Earl in Wisconsin. Hi,
hey, Earl. Good morning, all.
Hi. Go ahead.
So listen, I loved your idea of Springsteen and Taylor Swift. Springsteen and Taylor Swift, right?
Yeah.
But I also got to thinking, I lived in L.A. for several years, and one of my favorite events I used to go to was the Doodah Parade.
Yeah, I love the Doodah Parade.
I hosted it with Paul Rodriguez one year. That was super fun.
I love that.
Yeah, so I was saying, why don't we on June 14th figure out how to do a national doodah parade to compete with the Trump event?
Yeah, Yeah, no, any ideas are good ones, right? Sue in Rockville, you're in charge. Hello, Sue. The National Jew is in charge.
Good luck, Jody.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good luck today.
Oh, she's interviewing her mom, and Charlize Theron just accused Carol Burnett of cheating at Wordle, so it's going to be a spicy interview today with Jody and her mom.
I didn't do Wordle this morning yet, so no spoilers. Here's the thing. I have two very close members in my family who are suffering from different forms of cancer. And the first thing they're on, both of them are advanced. Both of them were told by their oncologist, don't read anything on the internet because every case is unique. And that's the truth. Yeah. None of these people know what they're talking about. None of them know the specifics of a case. It doesn't matter what stage. I know people with stage 1 and 2 who are in serious decline. I know people with stage 4 who are functioning and outliving the odds. In fact, both of the people I love who are dealing with different forms of cancer, one blood cancer, one brain cancer, have already exceeded expectations. Mm-hmm. Nobody knows. Everyone needs to shut the hell up and stop pretending they're experts.
Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely. Yep, absolutely, Sue. That's why we've crossed the humanity line.
Yeah.
When people just don't even take a breath and just fold it right into the Biden cover-up story. Mm-hmm. Like he's not a human being and has a family who's been through more than most of us.
Yes.
You know? RP says, today's reminder, if you're getting your news from New York Times, Washington Post, ABC, CBS, CNN, or NBC, you're getting the story that Trump's normal and sane and that the real reason for our current problem is that the Democrats weren't willing to acknowledge his and their preferred narrative that the old guy was president. How dare they? And one last one, Real Linda says to Jake Tapper, our current president can't complete a single sentence, doesn't know what the Declaration of Independence is, isn't sure if he has to uphold the Constitution, won't sit for daily intelligence briefing, falls asleep at world summits. But Jake Tapper wrote a book about the guy who left office 4 months ago for not recognizing George Clooney at a fundraiser. Who's going to write the book on how the media doesn't recognize how they're complicit in the destruction of our democracy? And it's just... on cue, here's this one. May says, you guys, Alex Thompson and Jake Tapper said in their book that Biden didn't recognize Jamie Harrison at an event. Jamie Harrison, that didn't happen. I would know you made that up. This is what happens when you bet your whole career on the Biden is old and now the books do, but you're out of material. Jamie Harrison tweeted back at various people, better check my cognitive abilities as well, because I sure as hell don't remember this. You're making ish up. And he said, well, I think I would know if I interacted with the president and he felt like he didn't know who I was. So, you know, this is just a hatchet job, top to bottom.
It is.
Seth, our homo of hope. That's what we need, a little sliver of hope. Hello, Seth.
Hello, solo homo.
And
Jody,
when I say
shomo,
sliver of hope, I mean your girlish figure. Hello.
Of course, of course, of course. And Bella with a Z, who's never been to me.
And no one should.
And no one should. Believe me, I've been there. So first of all, Sue, I'm sorry, Sue Brock was wrong. Don Jr. knows everything about cancer, so let's just put that out there. He is the expert of cancer. Oh, my God. Okay, so let's step back and be a little objective. Like all this talk about Trump tweeting about Bruce Springsteen and Taylor Swift and Beyonce, wait a minute. We get caught up in what he's saying. This is not what a president is supposed to be doing and talking about and focusing on. Like we're so in it that we don't even realize how insane this world is of him doing this. And then the other thing is, like, Republicans, they just had this one big crap machine. And for years it had Hillary's name on it. Now it has Biden's name on it. And then it's going to have somebody else's name on it because that's all they do, because they can't do anything good. So they just all they can do is crap on people.
Yep.
And this is like a new low. And I think any Democrat who gets into Biden bashing, like, they're out. They are just out.
I agree.
Stephanie.
I agree.
Yeah.
By the way, can I just say this sums up everything about where we are in this country right now, Seth? A serial killer used his last words on earth to shout out President Trump Thursday. President Trump, keep making America great. I'm ready to go, said Glenn Rogers, known as the Casanova killer. His last words before execution.
Good God.
He was... he murdered Tina Marie Cribbs, one of four single mothers in their 30s with reddish hair who fell victim to the so-called Casanova killer. But I thought, there it is, the headline. Inmates' last words before execution. President right. Trump, keep making America great.
That's the worst endorsement, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That's the endorsement. And yet, like, if that was said about Obama, he's palling around with terrorists. He's palling around with killers, with mass murderers. But no, like, this is the endorsement, and they don't care. They're all right in. The press doesn't care. Jay Tapper doesn't care.
We were saying some of the maggots we're not friends with anymore. It's because they're otherwise awful people. Okay. It's not just about politics anymore.
Exactly. And, you know, and about this cancer thing, like, my mom was diagnosed with liver cancer she started having pain in May. In July, she was diagnosed, and sadly, by September, she was gone. And it's just like, nobody knows.
Yeah, Jody's sister had she had a similar story about her sister this morning. We all have I don't know anyone whose family hasn't been touched by cancer, Seth.
Yes, and it just one day it's not in your life, and then the next day it is in your life. And that is the truth about cancer. And anybody who wants to make up conspiracy theories about this.
And, you know, Jody was saying there's a specific test they don't normally do. Like, because now, of course, they're going to get into, like, oh, or Biden's doctor's part of the cover-up, when maybe they should have ordered this blood test or that. But you were talking about one specific.
One doctor said that there's a specific blood test that you can get to detect prostate cancer that they do now. They don't even do a prostate exam for people in general.
Yeah.
But they stopped doing that test once you hit 70, because usually once you hit 70, you're probably okay.
Yeah.
And so the fact that it's been 12 years since he probably had that last blood test, most likely they hadn't given him physicals until recently.
You're going to effing tell me when you have a White House doctor still who we don't know anything about Trump's health.
Nope.
Talked about his golf victories, talked about, right? Like we really know his height and weight. Like those are, like, they're not lying about that. And they're going to talk about, by the way, here's a little test as a country. No matter what side of the aisle, don't skip over the "I'm sorry" when someone says they have cancer before you get right to whatever your stupid diagnosis or political point is. Sorry. I'm sorry. It's not that hard. I'm so sorry. Okay, 21 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by FFRF.org. Freedom From Religion Foundation. Now is the time, right? In America, personal religious beliefs should be just that, personal. But today, Christian nationalism on the rise, threatening the separation of church and state. Laws being passed based on, religious doctrine instead of reason, eroding our rights and freedoms in legislatures, public schools, even courtrooms. One set of religious beliefs being forced onto everyone else. Es no bueno.
No.
Well, not what our founders intended. FERF is they're leading the fight. If we don't stand up now, we may lose our religious freedoms. Join FFRF in defending our secular constitution, keeping faith a personal choice, not a government mandate. FFRF.us/freedom, or text my last name, Miller, to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
I think you are filth. I think you are scum.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Probably heard the rumor you can't regrow cartilage, but what if that's not entirely true? Science has discovered a unique protein that may help support joint cartilage regeneration naturally. Imagine moving freely without stiffness or pain, and the bonus, a glowing, hydrated look and fewer fine lines and wrinkles. Meet Native Path Collagen, a clean single ingredient formula made with hydrolyzed collagen peptides. No fillers, no additives, no artificial junk. It is third party tested for purity, packed with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the ones your body needs most. For healthy joints, skin, bones, hair, nails, and gut, just 2 scoops a day delivers 18 grams of protein. Mix it into coffee, tea, or any drink. It's completely flavorless, easy to use. Consistency's the key. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price and free shipping. Get nativepath.com/Stephanie. Feel better, look younger, start your transformation today. Get nativepath.com/Stephanie. One more time, that is getnativepath.com/Stephanie.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rate you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
It's your girl, Brandi Grayson, the hostess with the mostest of the Black Convergence Show. And I'm inviting you to the Black Brilliance Gala hosted by Urban Triage on Saturday, May 31st at the Overture Center for the Arts. Join us for an elegant night celebrating unsung heroes. For ticket information and to learn about sponsorship opportunities, please visit us at urbantriage.org. That's urbantriage.org.
Everybody wants the same thing from their mattress. A good night's rest, am I right? You need someone to listen to what you want and who knows the materials that will get you there. At Verlo, we're your friendly neighborhood mattress genius. American made, locally crafted. Welcome to Verlo.
Keeping you connected to your local community with good news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's a hit. Milwaukee Brewers baseball cards are being shared in several communities across the state. The partnership is with police officers in Green Bay, La Crosse, Kenosha, Milwaukee, and Madison, and meant to be an icebreaker between the cops and kids. Here's Brewers President of Business Operations, Rick Schlesinger.
Eventually want to do it to more than just the major cities. So we're trying to get around the state as best we can and to sort of engage with our friends around the state. We're a statewide team. We're not just a Milwaukee team.
So see an officer, ask for your own comic book style baseball cards featuring all your favorite Brewers players. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
27 minutes after the hour, our beloved JoJo from Jurors coming up. I still, Jody, even though we live through it every day, I still can't believe that we live in this timeline with this statement from the bassinet of the 47th president now? Okay. Has anyone noticed that since I said I hate Taylor Swift, she's no longer hot? I see that highly overrated Bruce Springsteen goes to a foreign country to speak badly about the President of the United States. Never liked him, never liked his music or his radical left politics. But importantly, he's not a talented guy, just a pushy, obnoxious jerk who fervently supported crooked Joe Biden, a mentally incompetent fool, and our worst ever president, who came close to destroying our country. If I wasn't elected, it would have been gone by now. Sleepy Joe didn't have a clue as to what he was doing, but Springsteen's dumb as a rock and can see what is going on, which is even worse. This dried-out prune of a rocker, his skin is all atrophied.
What?
Oh, he's one to talk about. Oh, to keep his mouth shut until he gets back in the country, and that's standard fare, and then we'll see how it goes for him.
Was it 5 minutes later?
Melania and I send our warmest wishes to Joe Biden. Thank you.
Somebody else wrote that. Okay, and he's the creamsicle Caligula, mango Mussolini's talking about someone else's skin. Have you looked at that? Mm. whatever's happening there. Okay, Raw Story says the White House heralded $2 trillion in investments secured by Trump this week during his Middle East trip. A new analysis found at least half a dozen of those contracts were announced before he took office in January. So that would be time to say thank you, President Biden, once again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, JoJo from Jersey coming up.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. State Superintendent Jill Underley has called on the U.S. Department of Education to reinstate vital funding that supports Wisconsin kids experiencing homelessness. Data shows more Wisconsin students are homeless than ever before. Joanne Krulatz reports.
Her message follows a new Wisconsin Policy Forum report showing student homelessness has reached an all-time high, with 20,195 students identified as homeless during the 2023-24 school year, a 9.1% increase from the previous year. The surge in student homelessness comes as Wisconsin faces a loss of approximately $500,000 in federal funding used to provide essential support services to students experiencing homelessness. In March, USDE Secretary Linda McMahon informed states that the USDE was revoking previously approved extensions for pandemic-era funding, including an extension that Wisconsin had to provide statewide support to students experiencing homelessness. Students experiencing homelessness are not recovering academically from the pandemic as fast as their peers, according to data, and this funding is an important part of Wisconsin's plan to address the issue. The DPI, in partnership with Wisconsin Child Abuse and Neglect Prevention Board, had been leveraging American Rescue Plan, homeless children, and youth administrative funds to provide wraparound services to homeless students, including case management and family support. The DPI has formally requested another extension from the USDE, but has yet to receive a response.
That's Joanne Krulatz reporting, and I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
We have some heavy rain on the way with an inch or more possible from tonight through Tuesday, even into Wednesday. Today, mostly cloudy. We could see some showers by late this afternoon, our high in the upper 50s. Tonight, scattered showers, thunderstorms, low to mid 40s. Tomorrow, some heavy rain with highs near 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Hello, Bluey.
Talking with our pal Stuart J. Waddles. This is an episode of Bluey that Stuart turned me on to. I like this show so much. Would it be weird if I left my wife, remarried, and had kids with someone else just so I could watch Bluey with my new set of kids?
I don't think it'd be that weird. I've heard a weirder.
You have?
Make a great story.
You get the exclusive.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Professor Howard Schwaber.
The point is worth making that an individual government official with the power to unilaterally declare that people may seize that any opportunity of a hearing of any kind is getting really close to the model of rule that the American constitutional system is entirely designed to resist.
Entirely designed to resist. Antithetical to our foundational principles.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Dr. Kristen Lierley, host of the new Dr. Kristen Lierley Show, and artist-actor Steve Segrin joins the program. Now that's how you Monday.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Mm.
What is your response to that argument that the U.S. deserves the biggest plane and President Trump says it's actually going to ultimately save the U.S. money?
So why did he choose these three countries to go to for his first major foreign trip? It's not because these are our most important allies or the most important countries in the world. It's because these are the three countries willing to pay him off. Every single one of these countries is giving Trump money. The plane from Qatar, an investment in his cryptocurrency scam from the UAE, and they are asking for national security concessions in return. This is the definition of corruption.
Thank you, Senator Chris Murphy. By the way, on the Corruption Palooza tour, Senator Warren said Musk's Starlink was having a hard time getting permits abroad. Then Trump slapped tariffs on basically everything we buy from overseas, and suddenly countries negotiating trade deals started giving Starlink sweet deals. Mm-hmm. Looks like textbook corruption, and we're all paying for it.
Yep.
smash and grab. Taxpayer-funded smash and grab. Mm-hmm. How many times can we say it? This one, Jeff Tiedrich writes, Qatar was desperate to get rid of this jet, and nobody wanted to buy it because it's so ungodly huge that it's too expensive to operate, too expensive to maintain, and too expensive to store. Just having it is a money-losing situation. But then the royal family saw Donnie coming, and a light bulb flashed over their heads. Let's fob it off on this f***ing imbecile. Thank you. Not to mention the months, years, and billions of dollars it would take to make it an Air Force One, security-wise.
Well, and we've already got two that will be done in the next two years that are new planes. So what?
Right, right. Yeah, nothing says MAGA like a plane from Qatar. Okay. Okay, Anita Antifa, Puddin' Pop, says the same thing we just said, Jody. Okay, MAGA, pick a lane. Eat the tariffs. Who's paying the tariffs? Is China paying? Nope. Is Walmart paying? Not according to your POTUS. Come on now. Who's paying? That's right. You are. You're paying. Cheers.
Exactly.
Oh, yay, yay. We didn't hit on the good news. It's almost halfway through the show. In a 7-2 ruling, the Supreme Court just blocked the Trump administration from deporting a group of Venezuelans under the Alien Enemies Act. Even this court couldn't stomach the weaponization of wartime laws to target asylum seekers. This is a massive rebuke. Except, of course, Alito and Thomas, who
of course,
are just like whatevs. Okay, Jerry in Fort Worth. Hey, Jer.
Yes, good morning.
Hi.
First-time call. I've been listening to you since Jim Ward. But on the prostate thing, they still conduct PSA tests to determine the cancer potential in your prostate after 70.
Prostate.
I'm 77, mm-hmm. and I was just diagnosed 2 weeks ago with prostate cancer.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not concerned. Like I say, if you're a man and you live long enough, you will get it. And unless it's some very aggressive form, you'll die from something else before prostate.
Yeah. Well, let's hope that's
okay. Let's hope you're going to be okay.
Yeah, best of luck to you, too. But, yeah, we're fingers crossed. A lot of people are writing hopeful things about their loved ones having very similar diagnosis to President Biden and live for many years. So we'll see. We were actually just talking about people prostrating themselves before Trump at the cabinet meetings, which is different than prostate.
Very much so.
Well, not to be a stickler. Chris isn't here. Someone's got to be grammar police. Okay. Risa said, Stefan Crew, longtime listener. So glad you added Bella to the mix. She's about the same age as my daughter, 28. Oh, Bella's like,
what? Aged Bella up.
What?
Whoa.
What?
She's not pushing 30. She's barely over 20.
Bella's 22.
Whoa.
Yeah, don't you hate when they round up?
Oh, no. AARP was coming after me in my 30s. I'm like, seriously, can we at least wait until I'm 50?
Yeah. Just calm down.
Slow down.
Calm down, Francis. Okay, we just said. I don't know what that's from.
I'll find it.
Lighten up, Francis.
That's it.
My dad was just recently diagnosed with stage 3 prostate cancer. He is 80 years old and has had PSA screenings throughout his life. This came out of nowhere and no previous symptoms. He had a small amount of blood in his urine one night, went to the ER. They did a CT scan, saw something in his prostate, had a biopsy, and here we are. While we've been told prostate cancer is one of the slowest growing cancers, it can obviously sneak up on people. It's absolutely ridiculous for average people acting like they went to medical school and blaming Jill Biden like she was supposed to be performing tests on him with her doctorate in education. Love you guys. Oh, we love you, Risa. Thank you.
Lighten Up Francis comes from the movie Stripes.
Thank you. That's what it is, Bella. That was a movie with Bill Murray.
Oh, you never saw Stripes? That's very funny.
No.
We're gonna have Mayor Bass on tomorrow, and we had to explain to Bella why we always say that's terrific Bass every time we have her on. The Bass-O-Matic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's see. Matt in North Carolina. Hi, Matthew.
Hey, Stephanie. I love y'all. Hi, Sergeant Holka in the movie Stripes.
Yes, that's it.
Called him Francis.
Right.
That's it. I just want to remind everybody of Bob Woodward.
Okay? Yes.
While Jake Tapper and them are making money after the fact, journalists, quote unquote, like Bob Woodward, kept a secret away from us because of their book delay.
Yeah.
Now, so we need to put this within a context about what's really important within, you know, the dialogue. Is it more important that Joe, Grandpa, didn't make Thanksgiving dinner? He got Mom to do this and Auntie to bring the pie? No, he oversaw it. And what our other grandpa did, who's supposed to be sane and probably has a poop full of diaper full of poop, is selling off America.
Yeah.
So let's give Joe a break.
Thank you. Exactly. It is officially Let's Give Joe a Break Day to those who celebrate. Jody, who said the Supreme Court holds that fascism is bad? Thomas and Alito dissent.
Bill Miller.
No. Oh, that was Philip Bump for Reiner.
Okay.
Oh, also, thank you for the reminder online. Republicans sold T-shirts, coffee mugs, you name it, with 8646 on them. Nobody accused anybody of soliciting an assassination.
Exactly.
This is so ridiculous that they're going to go ahead with investigating James Comey and, what do you call it, Tulsi Gabbard. Leave it to her to go over the top and go, yes, he needs to be imprisoned immediately for taking a picture of seashells on the beach.
What about the people that were riding around with their trucks and what looked like Joe Biden was in the trunk tied up?
Yeah, same with Kamala Harris. They had.
I mean, come on.
Not to mention he's incited actual violence.
Yes.
I don't know how many times Donald Trump, including talking about a firing squad for Liz Cheney. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes. Ron said, MAGA wants the ex-FBI director imprisoned for posting a photo of seashells. Moody's downgraded the credit rating of the U.S. for the first time ever. Trump defies court orders, is ranting at SCOTUS, Taylor Swift and Springsteen. Ukraine-Russia peace talks were a disaster, but Biden is still old. Yes, that is where we are. And by the way, speaking of Springsteen, thank you, Danny. He said, if you're a fan of Bruce Springsteen who suddenly finds offense to what he said in concert, you haven't listened to a damn word he's saying.
No kidding.
On you. And Kobe just said, so is Moody's downgrading the country's credit rating considered to be part of Trump's masterclass deal-making strategy? Yeah, it's more art of the deal. He meant to do that. He meant to do that.
He did. He did.
Didn't
the art of the deal!
Woo! Got Moody's just where we want him now. David in Miami. Hi, David. Hello.
Greetings, programs. We're all AIs now. Yes. Since we're also concerned about the number 86, can we please have expert witnesses, Mel Brooks, Andy Dick, and Steve Carell to explain that Agent 86 was...
What about Agent 99?
8699.
Right? I have one of those shirts, Jody. I have never promoted violence on this show. Nobody.
And that's not what 86 means.
It means to use you. It initially was a restaurant thing. Mm-hmm. And, you were out of this. Mm-hmm. Like it means
means leave. It means get out.
Most of us bought it. It meant vote him out.
Yeah.
You know. Hey. He all capped. The Supreme Court won't allow us to get criminals out of our country.
We know, because he's still here.
Right, you're still here. That's what Turnbull said. Note to self, when the Supreme Court tells you to bring back a dude that you admitted was accidentally sent to El Salvador, you should probably do it. Also a bad idea for you and your bros to be making snarky comments on social media about it, like angry teenage Nimrods. I just feel like Nimrods is a little
used.
It's
a good word.
It's a good word is not enough used.
I like that word.
In my personal opinion.
It's a good word.
Thank you. Okay.
Like Dame.
Exactly.
It's a good word.
And by the way, Carol Burnett, noted Dame, is going to be on Jody Hamilton's very first big girl show today, the Politics Bar.
Whee!
Rachel Bitticoffer, our friend, good for her. She writes, sneaky little bastards tucked deep in the 1,000-plus pages of the GOP's multi-trillion-dollar budget bill is a paragraph curtailing a court's greatest tool for forcing the government to obey its rulings, the power to enforce contempt findings. Because, of course, they're going to find a way to help Donald Trump break the law. It's extraordinary. And this one we've been mentioning all morning just because, love and light out to people that, with the hurricanes. He hasn't said a word about it.
He has not.
Too busy, right, about Bruce Springsteen. And
well, I mean, there is no FEMA, so there's...
Right, right. But, RP said Elon Musk gutted the National Weather Service under DOGE, leaving Kentucky without overnight forecasting during a deadly tornado outbreak, 14 dead, lives lost for profit. Hashtag blood on his hands.
Yeah.
More blood. Yeah. As Bill Gates said, it's like the richest man in the world is complicit in the killing of the world's poorest children. And Kobe, one last one. Weird how the Trump administration or Republicans are willing to investigate everything except his assassination.
I know.
Right?
I guess because the kid's dead, it doesn't matter.
Right. And Jody, we say it over and over. We are not conspiracy theorists here. But there is reason. Well, first of all, because Trump is giant fraud and a con man and a cheater all his life. So there's that. But secondly, nothing was normal about it. No. You know, Reagan, anything else. You hear from the doctor. You hear from the actual medical experts.
I remember Reagan waving out the window.
Ballistics experts. You hear more about the, how much do we know about John Hinckley? Everything. Mm-hmm. This guy, we don't know anything about this whole. So of course people are suspicious, right? I mean, it's. Oh, speaking of suspicious, by the way, just stuff that we don't because there's so much. You know, Biden is old coverage. Beckman says Trump liquidated the crypto fraud departments at both the SEC and the DOJ immediately before he personally launched what may be the largest crypto fraud scheme in history, which personally netted him at least $1 billion. Donald Trump belongs in jail, full stop.
Yep.
Where's the coverage on that, Jody? Oh, my God. They keep proving over and over again how we got here. And no, spoiler alert, it's not Democrats' fault or Joe Biden's fault. 45 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Title Lock. Like I got to worry about my house getting thieved right out from under me.
Yeah.
You know, like I'm putting it on rocket skates or something and there it goes. The FBI calls
your bed falls.
House stealing. Yeah. Okay, when was the last time you checked your home title? That's what I'm talking about. If you're like me, the answer is what? Never. That's what the scammers are hoping for. $1 million triple lock protection helps keep your home and equity safe. Here's what you get: immediate 24/7 monitoring of your property, urgent alerts if there's any changes. If fraud should happen, their U.S.-based restoration team will spend up to $1 million to fix the fraud, restore your title at no additional cost. I've teamed up with Home Title Lock. I can get your free title history report. You can find out if you've already been a victim and access your personal title expert, a $250 value, all just for signing up. Go to HomeTitleLock.com, type in the promo code Stephanie250. That is HomeTitleLock.com. The promo code is Stephanie250.
It's like a Mensa meeting with fart jokes. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, in 2025, do you choose to shop with companies that share your values? A lot of us do these days. In fact, 9 out of 10 Americans now say they prefer to buy from ethical brands. That's why people are switching to Credo Mobile. It's the one phone company that cares about people and the planet as much as you do. They've donated over $95 million to nonprofits like Rainforest Action Network, the ACLU, and Transgender Law Center. Join today and you'll get all you want from your mobile service, dependable nationwide coverage, competitive plans, great deals on new phones. And you'll get much more. You'll get a smart and easy way to support the causes you care about. Switching to Credo Mobile is simple and a smart and easy way to make a difference. Just go to CredoMobile.com for more info. And just for Stephanie Miller listeners, use the code STEF25 and you'll get 25% off your service for 2 years. Learn more at CredoMobile.com. One more time, that is CredoMobile.com. Don't forget, type in the code STEF25 for that 25% off your service. Credo Mobile. In America, personal religious beliefs should be just that, personal. But today, Christian nationalism is on the rise, threatening the separation of church and state. Laws are being passed based on religious doctrine instead of reason, eroding our rights and freedoms in legislatures, public schools, and even courtrooms. One set of religious beliefs is being forced onto everyone else, but that's not what our founders intended. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is fighting back as the nation's leading group of freethinkers working to keep religion out of government. FFRF protects your right to think for yourself, whether you've always been secular, left religion behind, or simply believe in true religious freedom for everyone. If we don't stand up now, we may lose our religious freedoms. Join FFRF in defending our secular constitution and keeping faith a personal choice, not a government mandate. Visit ffrf.us/freedom to learn more, become a member, or text my name, Miller, to 511-511. Because in a truly free country, no one's faith should dictate everyone's future. Text Miller to 511-511 today. Text fees may apply.
Why'd I go to the doctor? My heart would race just taking my son to practice. It didn't feel right. So I got checked out. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com. Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Madison, get ready to sizzle. Come into Koryul Hut Korean Barbecue and Hot Pot, Eastdown Mall. Indulge in all-you-can-eat Korean barbecue with the freshest meats grilled right at your table. Wash it down with boba tea. Enjoy the pleasant atmosphere. Koryul Korean Barbecue and Hot Pot.
This is Chad Spain. Are you thinking about improving your home? At Chad's Design Build, we're proud to offer remodeling done well with love. And our commitments to you and your home convey that love and spell our name. The Chad's experience is structured to provide excellent communication, honesty, accuracy, detailed proposals, and satisfied customers. We're also committed to making your home comfortable, healthy, attractive, durable, and sustainable. If you want a quality remodel and a quality remodeling experience, go to chadsdesignbuild.com to learn more.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Found an injured, sick, or orphaned wild animal? Dane County Humane Society's Wildlife Center can help. Call 608-287-3235 or visit giveshelter.org/wildlife for what to do next.
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah, Eye of the Tiger, baby.
That's current.
51 minutes after the hour. Let's see, who's this? Norm says, hello, Steph and Jody, the hostess with the mostest. My brother, who is 85 this year, has prostate cancer. He is surviving beyond expectations. My wish is for a speedy recovery and a very positive outcome for President Biden. The former president deserves the respect of all Americans for his fight against cancer. How important that fight was for him after the loss of Beau to cancer. Now the president truly fighting cancer the way a hero can. He will again be an example for all Americans. Welcome back, Jody. It's 5 days of Tuesdays. Yay! And Jody's big show. So we're very grateful to her for filling in for Chris this week. Her big show starts today, Politics Bar, with a big get. Don't know how she got it. Carol Burnett. Crazy.
I have her number. What?
You talked to her before, I assume.
I have.
Are you nervous?
A little.
She is Carol Burnett.
She is. But yeah, I'm terribly nervous.
Yeah. Well, you're going to get into the whole Wurl scandal. Because Jimmy Kimmel, Charlize Theron, Allison Janney, and who else?
And Julia Louis-Dreyfus. She started playing Wordle with Julia initially, and then Allison Janney got on board.
Yeah.
So, and then Charlize Theron got on board. I'm on board.
Yeah.
And Mom does send her Wordle answers to Jimmy Kimmel. Right. He just doesn't play the game. He just...
Okay. But Charlize Theron did accuse her of cheating, so...
Yeah, she did. She said she's an effing cheater.
Oh, wow. Wow. I'm going to have to reconsider my Charlize Theron's crush.
She's a very nice lady.
I still have it.
She's a very nice lady.
I still have it. I had a moment there defending your mother, and then I'm like, oh, no, I would totally...
Oh, no, I'm willing Charlize to defend Theron. My mother on Jimmy Kimmel's show.
There you go. All right, to our point of what we were just talking about, Jack said, how many of you believe what has been reported as an assassination attempt in Butler was something that was part of something darker and wider reaching and that the American people do not have the truth about what actually happened? That's what I think.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in that lack of information. I mean, the fact that we saw him wear Kotex for a week and then there wasn't a scratch on there.
I mean, I'm
there's
sorry.
No way an AR-15 bullet hit his ear.
Even if you have had, say, plastic surgery, which I have.
Me too.
And I don't keloid. But, you know, the scars will be around for a while. And that's with precision cutting, not with something blowing your ear off.
Right. It's just everything about it was fishy, and it's okay. First of all, we know nothing about this.
Hardly anything, just what we knew those first few days.
Yeah, yeah. And no medical report at all. They're talking about Biden cover-up. There was never any medical from a real doctor.
Nope.
And the real doctor reports about Trump, everyone knows, are complete bull.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, there's several pictures of him with people that are known to be 6'3", even in this Middle East trip.
Mm-hmm.
They're lying about his height, his weight, his... God knows what's going on in his actual medical records, right? I mean... Anyway, all right, Justin Wolfers, he is an awesome economist, but with an awesome Australian accent.
That's even better.
Yeah. He said business strategy in the Trump era, don't invest, don't expand, just wait, because the only thing less predictable than a tariff is the next one. That's the thing, that people can't figure out how to do business.
Yeah, you can't do this when you don't know what the long-term strategy is.
Right, right. Martin says, it shocks me to see people are shocked that Trump's deficit is larger than Biden. People, Republicans are responsible for 90% of our national debt. How can you still be surprised when this happens? I mean, I hope, Jody, in all of the analysis and autopsy of the last election, we figure out how to take that. Republicans are not better for the economy.
No, they're terrible.
They tank it every time, and a Democrat has to fix it. This one, Elon Musk's Doge claimed that 40% of calls to Social Security were to perpetuate fraud. A new expert audit reveals the real figure is 0.0018%.
Yep.
Who let the Doge?
Okay, and this last one, Brandon, Trump is now calling into it for investigations of Bruce Springsteen, Beyonce, Bono, and Oprah. He's claiming they were paid to support Kamala, which is illegal campaign contributions, or some more of his projection garbage. Yeah, you should do that. And while we're at it, let's investigate Elon Musk and the contributions and bribing he did on your behalf. What an absolute distraction and a waste of time. And yeah, and once again, taxpayer funded, I guess.
It's a waste of my money.
Yeah. Olivia Troy, our buddy, our pal, says the Trump administration is considering doing a game show where immigrants compete for citizenship because in their America, basic human rights are entertainment. This isn't a game. It's people's lives. It's cruelty as spectacle. It's vile. It's the Apprentice Fascism edition. Thank you, Olivia. Just stuff that you think is an Onion headline and you're like, nope. Nope. Robert Reich says Republicans couldn't pass their own big, beautiful bill out of the House Budget Committee. Why? Because it doesn't cut spending enough. The cruel and devastating cuts to programs that millions of people rely on apparently need to be even more cruel and devastating. Mm-hmm. Cruelty is the point. How many times can we say it? And one last one. Senator Warren says, nope, the Trump administration hasn't given up on trying to ban abortion. Just this week, RFK Jr. pushed a fake report about the abortion medication mifepristone. He's peddling misinformation so you can lay the groundwork for restricting abortion access no matter where you live. Where was it, Jody? This woman died, and they're forced to put her on life support to carry the fetus.
Yes, it's very Handmaid's Tale. Mm-hmm. There was actually a storyline about a handmaid that was in a coma, and they kept her on life support because she was pregnant.
My God. Okay, Michael in Oakland. Hi, Mike.
Hi there. You know, the thing about a possible conspiracy relating to that assassination attempt, I mean, Trump is very into the professional wrestling situation. And they use those blood packets all the time.
Mm.
And that was my first thought, was that he popped one of those things.
Someone did die. But so there
somebody
obviously
did die.
Was,
there were bullets in that gun.
There were obviously bullets. I mean.
Well, that's what I was going to. I'm sorry for interrupting, but that's what I was going to say is somebody got killed.
Mm-hmm.
So if there was a conspiracy here, it is extremely dark.
Yeah.
And extremely, you know, I mean, it's about as bad as you can get.
Yeah.
But the other thing that is just so baffling is how did that guy get on that roof? I mean,
all of it's suspicious. All of it, the coordination between Secret Service, they saw him, right? Mm-hmm. Local police, they saw him. That was reported. The whole thing is, how did he get that close, right? I mean, it's just the whole thing is yeah. All right, JoJo from Jurors, next.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll take a look back at the weekend, including the state Republican convention with our friends at Wisconsin Watch and State Senator Royce on the Joint Finance Committee budget process. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a Never-Clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin talking this hour on the phone about ending the war in Ukraine. After that conversation, the president was scheduled to also talk with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Former President Joe Biden putting out a short public statement following word of his prostate cancer diagnosis.
On social media, the former president posts a picture of himself smiling, sitting on a couch next to his wife Jill, who looks on unsmiling, holding their cat Willow. Biden writes, "Cancer touches us all. Like so many of you, Jill and I have learned that we are strongest in the broken places." This month marks 10 years since the death of Biden's son, Beau, from a brain tumor.
ABC national correspondent Stephen Portnoy. Cleanup underway across parts of the South and the Midwest. Weekend tornadoes killed 28 people. The Sean Combs sex trafficking trial has resumed, with singer Dawn Richards saying Combs threatened to kill her if she told anyone she saw him beat his longtime girlfriend. This is ABC News.